Jason, what sticks out when you watch tape of Trubisky?
Oh, man, I think he's doing a good job of making the right decisions. You know, he's not holding the ball extremely long. He has the ability with his legs to get outside the pocket. So I think he's relying on that as well. If the guy the play's intended for is not open, he's tucking it or he's taking a sack. And I think a lot of times with young quarterbacks, you see him trying to itch to make plays. And just overall as an offense, they're doing a good job kind of with their running backs, 24 and 29, of using them to take some pressure off him, running the ball and then getting the ball in space on the 29's hands because he's extremely dynamic. He's a really, really good player. And then also a guy I played along with, Kendall Wright, using him, moving him around, getting the ball in his hands as well. Man, it's rough. I'm not going to lie. You know, as you go throughout a season, even for me as an older guy, man, it wears on you week in and week out. You know, obviously none of us came in with the intent to have this type of struggle. But I think overall you still have so much to play for. You know, I think first and foremost just your job. You know, obviously when the season's going like the one we're having, things are going to change. So I think you want to make sure you're putting your best foot forward every time you step foot on the field. And I think that's kind of what's motivating us, you know, playing for our jobs and playing for one another. You know, you go throughout the season and you're working extremely hard from the off season up until this point, and you want to give the fans something to be happy about, something to cheer about come Monday. So I think that's keeping our spirits up and keeping us motivated throughout these last two games.
Is there a huge difference between 0-16 and not 0-16?
I don't know. I've honestly never been in this position. I think for us, you want to win just because that's what you work all throughout the week to do. No one prepares and say, well, we know we're probably not going to win this one. You know, you're preparing each and every week, and you're going out there on Sunday with every intent to win that game. So I think just from a playing standpoint, you want to, at this point, let's be 2-14. You know, let's do everything we can to become that. So that's our goal, and hopefully we can accomplish that throughout these last two games.
How much is pride a factor?
Oh, I think pride is a factor each and every week. You know, you want to go out there and win. You don't want to be what we've been this entire year, kind of the noun everybody uses to describe chaos, to describe losing. That's a bad feeling when you're a part of that. You know, sometimes the reason those type of statements are being made is out of your control, doesn't have anything to do with you, but you're a part of that organization. So you hate to be that. So I think for us in our locker room, you want to try to change that and do your part to go out there on Sunday and try to win games.
Jason, look, with Derek out for the last two games, looks like Jabril's going to place more closer to the line of scrimmage. Greg's talked about it, Hugh's talked about it. Do you think that's kind of more natural for him and he'll kind of fit right back into that role?
I think it's probably what he's done most probably before he got here, you know, playing a little bit of outside linebacker at Michigan, playing that nickel position, being close to the line of scrimmage. It's probably a level of comfort that he has with it. I know he's probably excited just to be able to showcase something a little different than what he's done throughout the season. So, I mean, I'm excited as a veteran to see him go out there and do something probably that he's a little bit more comfortable with. So I'm looking forward to him possibly having maybe his best game of the season this week. So a lot of pressure for him. So, you know, hopefully, obviously at this point, let's just go out there and have fun. Yeah, playing against 24 last year, man, he's a bruiser. He's running downhill. This year he's already over 1,000 yards. His second year coming as a rookie last year, now in year two, going over 1,000 yards each of the seasons, man, that's special. And he's still doing it with them with loaded boxes. And 29, man, his ability on the outside, he's lining up at running back. He's lining up at receiver, jailbreak screens, double moves on the outside, going deep. I mean, he's showing that he can be a very dynamic player and kind of similar to Tariq Hill in Kansas City of just being able to do a little bit of everything for the offense to give them another feature.
Is that because of score, or do you see them letting Barron on a little bit more?
Probably at this point, evaluating. You know, you want to see what he can handle, what he can't handle, and then just giving yourself the best chance to win. And obviously, you go into a game, whether it's to run, pass, whatever, as the games go on, you have to, you know, adjust and make different things. But I think some of it is as he's getting more comfortable, just allowing him to do more and opening up the playbook more and seeing what he can handle and what he can't.
Jason,
You've been around Josh Gordon for a few weeks. What do you think of his talent, ability? How does he stack up to other receivers you've been around?
He's right at the top, man. The first week he was back, just practicing, not playing in the game, he did a lot of scout team reps. And at that point, us on defense, I was like, man, he's a special one. And I mean, all of us, for me, being in the league when he was playing before, I mean, you knew the type of talent he was, what he was doing, carving up defenses each and every week and putting up so many yards. You knew he's a special talent. You just knew he had to get back out there on the field. And as soon as he stepped foot out there, he continues to show that each and every week.
We expected him to come in and have huge games, and he hasn't had a 100-yard game yet. Is it unfair to expect it either from a guy who hasn't played in 3 years or, you know, on a team that's just struggling to move the ball, period?
I guess you can say pick one. You know, I think he has the ability to do so. But obviously we haven't gotten a lot going offensively or defensively throughout this season, so it's hard to get that done. You know, same way for us on defense, we got to do a better job of getting turnovers, getting them the ball in position to make those plays. And, you know, as we run the ball better, as Crow and those guys get the ball and they're making plays, it'll open it up for Josh and Corey and those guys. And we just haven't had a lot of success on offense, period, for JG or Corey or any of those guys to break out and have those big games that they're both capable of.
Yeah,